Okay, good morning everyone, or maybe it's good evening or good day or whatever it is, or wherever you might be. And this morning I was going to talk a little bit about a old favorite subject, which is the idea of chaga nusati, which in other words translates into English as the recollection of generosity. And it's a very important theme in the Buddhist suttas. And often we talk about these themes again and again. And the reason is simply that when you talk about them again and again, you think about them from a different angle, from a slightly different point of view. You deepen the way these things are understood. And as you do so, you actually gain a better understanding how to practice these things and how they, not just how you practice them, but how they integrate into the spiritual path and how it kind of ends up as one of the forces that drive you to in the right direction in the spiritual practice. So the basic idea of chaga nusati is found in a number of places in the suttas. And when you see it in the suttas, it almost always fulfills the same purpose, the idea of recalling your own generosity. And that purpose is to bring up a sense of gladness and joy and peace and all these good qualities in your meditation practice. And so this is like one of the fundamental aspects that makes proper meditation possible, because the element of joy, the element of gladness is absolutely essential for meditation really to take off. So it is a very important aspect of the path. And whenever you see the explanation for meditation practice in the suttas, how it actually works on a personal level, it always goes through these elements of happiness and joy every time. Without that, there basically is no meditation practice. And that is where the idea of chaga nusati fits in on the Buddhist path. So how does it work and what are some of the advantages of this kind of practice? One of the first things to remember about chaga, the idea of generosity, is that generosity can be very broad. Yeah, generosity can happen in so many spheres of your life. It doesn't just refer to the giving away of material things or the giving away of anything else, in terms of actual gift of some kind. But in a sense, you can argue that chaga nusati also incorporates all the aspects of morality of the Buddhist path. Yeah, when you are moral, when you are kind to other people, when you avoid exploiting them or doing bad things to them, you're giving them a lot. You're giving them a sense of security. You're giving them a sense of feeling good about themselves because you are kind. And all of these things are, in one sense, they are aspects of chaga. So when you think about chaga or generosity, really, it can be considered as incorporating all aspects of sila or virtue and all of these things as well. And it becomes a very broad way of thinking about the practice. In fact, one of the great teachings I learned from Ajahn Brahm and also from others, actually, is the idea that even your meditation practice can be an aspect of chaga. When you meditate, it is just not just for yourself. It is also gives you the ability to be more compassionate and kind in the world when your mind is at peace and when your mind is in a positive state. So meditation has this very broad repercussions or consequences for all the people around you. So when you actually do your meditation practice, one of the ways of using this idea of chaga or generosity is to give that meditation practice to all beings. Make it an act of generosity. I meditate for the benefit of everyone else. And when you do that, it actually brings in some of those qualities of happiness and joy right away into your meditation practice, because you are being generous while you're sitting there on your bottom and doing watching your breath or whatever it is that you're doing. The idea is to here is simply to use any opportunity to build up the good qualities of the spiritual path right there when you, from the moment you sit down and you watch the breath. So it is very broad, this idea of generosity. And the good thing about that is that when you try to recall it, you don't have to focus narrowly on a act of, you know, of giving something or anything like that. You can focus very broadly. Anything that gives you a good feeling, anything, any time when you feel that you have done something of kindness towards other people or whatever it is, that is sufficient. That can be called chaga right there. So it gives you a very broad field to work with rather than a very narrow one. So this is the first aspect of generosity that I think may come in handy. Another aspect of generosity is how it actually works on the Buddhist path, what it actually does. One of the things that is interesting about generosity, which I, you know, quite recently became very obvious to me when I was reading the suttas, and I was reading the Third Noble Truth, and the Third Noble Truth has a lot of terms in it which are exactly the same as the terms that you find for generosity in the suttas. And that caught my eye because I realized that there is a very close connection between the idea of being generous and the highest aspects of the Buddhist path. And of course, if it bridges generosity, which is often said to be the very beginning of the path, it bridges that with the very end of the path, then everything in between also is somehow touched by this idea of generosity. So if you go to the Third Noble Truth, you find there that Nibbana or cessation, Nirodha, is explained in terms of these four terms: Chaga, Patinisaga, Mutti, and Analaya. Yeah, and three of those terms, Anala, the last one, not so much, but the other three terms are very closely related with generosity as well. In fact, the first one, Chaga, is used regularly in the suttas to actually mean generosity. And of course, the idea here is that Chaga has the idea of giving up, giving away, giving up. These are very closely related to each other. And when you give up or you give away, this is kind of one of those, obviously for the benefit of others, but it's also exactly what meditation practice is about. It's about, and also what Nibbana is about, giving up everything, abandoning everything. And you can straight away see the connection between the two. And what that means is that when you practice generosity, you are, in a sense, doing that very thing, which also is very closely related to what you do at the very end of the path, giving things away, giving things up. So it is a training, not just in being kind to others, but it's actually a training in what the very essence of the Buddhist path is about, the idea of letting go of things. Then you have the word Patinisaga. Patinisaga is very closely related to a word which is Vosagga. And the only difference there is the prefix. Patinisaga, Vosagga. Yeah, it's a very, very similar word. The prefix is different, but the root meaning is the same. And Vosagga is again found in a number of places, both in the sense of giving up. It's found, for example, in the Indriyas. The Samadhi Indriya is defined in terms of Vasagga. You make a foundation through Vasagga, which means relinquishment, and then you attain Samadhi as a consequence. Yeah, so you give things up, and then you attain Samadhi. But Vasagga is also found in the, with the idea of giving itself, an aspect of generosity itself. Yeah, when you give, you're open-handed, you are Vosagga Ratto, which means you are delighting in the in generosity and giving. Ratto is like delighting. It's one of these very common words found in the suttas as well. And then it is found as Patinisaga in the Third Noble Truth. Giving up everything, relinquishing everything, not holding on to anything in the whole world. And that, again, that connection between the two. Then there is the word mutti, again very similar. Mutti is related to the idea of vimutta, which is again about the very end of the path, about the jhana states, about samadhi, but also the liberation that comes through the four stages of awakening. Vimutti, you're liberated from things. In the same way, when you are generous, you are basically kind of liberating things. You're giving things away. It's like you are you are liberated from those things in a sense. Mutti hatta, often called like open-handed or freely, freely giving or something like that. The idea of freedom, of liberation, of giving up is also very closely linked here between generosity and the end of the path itself. So very interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I find these connections very interesting because obviously when the Buddha taught these suttas, he would have done this for a reason, precisely because these ideas are actually very strongly connected with each other. And what this means also is that when you do practice your meditation and you do recall your generosity, it is not just that you feel happy or joyous when you recall generosity, but it's also that sense of giving up as well that you are tapping into. Yeah, the sense of abandoning things that you are tapping into. When you give of yourself, your own possessions, you are abandoning stuff. And so you are attuning your mind to the idea of abandoning as well and giving up. And that is exactly what we're trying to do in meditation practice. So by reflecting on generosity, you're actually putting your mind in the right frame and you are encouraging yourself to give things up and leaning your mind in that direction. And then hopefully also then enabling your meditation practice as a consequence. So there's a double benefit there. You feel the joy of generosity and, you know, the joy of supporting others, but also the peace that comes from giving things up, the peace that comes from relinquishment, and then inclining your mind in the right direction as a consequence. So the idea of generosity is very powerful in Buddhism, and there's a reason why this is at the very foundation and very start of the Buddhist path, and why it starts with that and then it goes with you all the way to the very end. The suttas talk about generosity being perfected when you enter samadhi, where the stream enter also has perfected generosity, because at that point you just want to give. You have kind of understood what the idea of relinquishing is all about and why it is so powerful. So see if you can make this maybe a bit more of your path if you're able to. This will encourage you to be generous, and it will also encourage you to use that idea as an aspect of your meditation practice. The two coming together very beautifully if you use it in the right way. Okay, so let's do a little bit of meditation together. I will be sitting here maybe for about maybe 20 minutes or so. And of course, you're very welcome to keep on after that. But this is just to get you going, get you started, and then we'll see what happens. Okay. Okay, so start out by just allowing yourself a bit of time just to settle in, to relax your body, to be at ease, and always remember the Buddhist idea of the middle way, where you are at ease, you are comfortable, not too comfortable, but certainly at ease in the sense that the body is no longer a problem. Meditation is all about the mind, and you want to get the body out of the way. And the way to do that is not to have pain nor pleasure coming through the body. And just allow things to calm down by themselves. One of the great things about meditation practice and the Buddhist path, this idea that being passive is such a beautiful thing, not to do anything, but just to be receptive and passive about the world. Allow things to be the way they are, not force the path, but allow the path to develop in its own right. And all you have to do sometimes is just to maybe nudge the mind a little bit, very gently, by noticing the peace, noticing the quietness around you, making sure you are at ease and comfortable. And that's all you really have to do. And the rest is just allowing the things to develop on their own. And as you settle down in your meditation, sometimes you can use these ideas I was talking about before, like chaganasati, just to aid the meditation in the right direction, to give it a boost, and to maybe help to give rise to some of these qualities that are essential if your meditation is going to take off. And very often all you have to do is just very gently incline your mind towards remembering something in your life. And there's many ways you can do this. You can either just allow the mind to bring up a single event or occasion when it was very powerful for you, the act of kindness or generosity. Or you can just make it a general rejoicing in a life well lived, because you live with kindness and you live with a support for other beings and other people, and just rejoice in your general attitude. Or it can be even more, more theoretical, if you like, than that. Well, all you do is remember the idea of generosity, what it actually means, and just knowing the underlying qualities that are related to that, and just bringing that idea to mind. And as you do so, very often the feelings and the sense of renunciation and the positive qualities and the joy will actually arise with this very idea of generosity. There is no right way of doing this, so just be gentle. Be very simple in how you do this. Don't overthink it, but just gently incline the mind in the right direction. Okay, so how wonderful it is to be able to just let the world stop and to sit down and be with your mind and be peaceful. What a marvelous thing it is, and what a privilege it is to be able to meditate and have the time and opportunity to stop like this. And when you think in this way, it makes the meditation even more powerful as a consequence. I'm going to have to leave you at this point, but I encourage you to just carry on and just enjoy the beautiful atmosphere. It is very beautiful right now here at Jhana Grove. It's a very beautiful and peaceful atmosphere to it. But wherever you are in the world, whatever you are doing, there's always some aspect of the world around you which is peaceful. Tune in to that aspect. Tune in to the peace which is always available wherever you are, if you just look in the right place and look in the right way. And then you encourage your meditation practice. So I wish you all the very best. Please carry on, but I will have to leave at this point. Thank you.